So writes the author, say from Sefer of Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, one of the Rishonim. He writes a famous Gemara that mitaveh HaKadosh Baruch Hu tefilatan shel tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires the tefillah of the tzadikim. Therefore, because of the fact that he desires it, therefore he withholds from them certain things that what they need in their life or what they desire, in order that they should fulfill the Ratzon of Hashem, which is to get closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So similar to this idea, writes Rabbi Yehuda Halevi as follows. Be'ahavat HaKadosh Baruch Hu et ha'adam. The fact is that first of all, we have to know it's given and granted that God loves us and He created us in His own image. So therefore, He desires Sha'adam ye'imo be'mechitzato. Therefore, if a person loves someone, you don't want to depart from that individual. You want him to be close to you. Karov elav, vedavukbo. You want him attached. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be attached to him. Chay lefanav, to live in front of him. Veholech bedrachav, and to follow his path, to emulate his ways. Liyod benoam Hashem, ulebakir beichalo, ubetorat emtsai lekach. In order to be able to provide the means by which to be able to get closer to Hashem, sometimes it's given that this is what I need to be able to survive, to be able to continue my life, to have a life of tranquility. A person has certain, basic needs. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, takes it away from you. Basic needs, afilu, basic needs, not for any other reason that you should suffer, etc. No. כדי שאם פניאתו לבקש את צרכיו, יתמלא ליבו של אדם רגש קרבה לבורא. That through the fact that you come, you know and you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only answer. So therefore you come and you turn to Him and you pray from the bottom of your heart. So therefore you will come closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. ויתייחד העובד עם המלך through the fact that he took away something of what you need. So through this alone, you're going to become mityached ha'eved im ha'melech. You're going to go into a state of yichud, unity, together with HaKadosh Baruch. Similar to this, the Rav Dessler writes, based on that, why is it that our imahot were agarot? He answers the same idea, that mitaveh HaKadosh Baruch letefilatan shel tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch, of course, He wanted the Jewish nation to continue. So why is it that therefore they were born to begin with? The Sarai Menu did not have rechem, did not have a womb. Without a womb, you'd be able to become pregnant. So over there, the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw Avraham Avinu being a tzaddik. Sarai Menu is a tzaddik. Yes. But Rais Harav Dessler, based on this idea of mitaveh HaKadosh Baruch Hu tefilah shel tzaddikim, Hashem desires their tefilah, even if they are tzaddikim. But never I say, you are 80% tzaddik. If I take away what you need, which is having a child, take it away. So you're going to come, turn over to me. I'm going to pray. I'm going to get closer and closer. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired to such extent that I feel such basic need of a man that he wants continuity. He wants to have a child. He wants to be able to give. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it away, not for any other reason, Tafka, in order to be able to attach yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, the lack of the child, the purpose is tefillah. Therefore, he takes it away. What is the ultimate purpose? Tefillah. So therefore, this is the nekuda that all the mefarshim explain in different ways. That this is the, we see regarding Yitzchak Avinu, the same thing with Rivka Imenu. That the reason he says, Rabbi Nebuchai writes, you have two Rabbi Nebuchais. One that wrote the commentary on the Chumash, the other one that wrote Kada Kemach. So, the one that wrote the Kada Kemach, the Sefer, so he writes, Dezeyore, Kein ha'akhut ikar. The fact that Rivka Imenu was Agara, was barren, that's not the main. Ela ha'tefila is hi asiba. The ultimate reason is tefila. Velo ba ha'akhut, ela bishvil shetavu ha'tefila. The reason why she was barren, because that's the only way to get the tzaddikim to start praying. Imken, that means they would pray anyway. What do you mean? They didn't do the mitzvah as a doraita. They did it anyway. Imken ha tefilah yaikar, בלקח רצה להקדים העיקר ולהתחיל בתפילה. This is the ultimate purpose. Tefila is the ultimate purpose. So certain times we have difficulties. HaKadosh Baruch Hu withholds certain basic necessities. The ma'aseh, the person should not feel down, should not become depressed. We should know the ikar is tefila. You have problems in parnasa, tefila. Sicknesses, tefila. Whatever it is, the main thing is tefila. We should all be zoche to be able to fulfill this desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mit avet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tefilatan, shel tzadik.